Podcasting to millions
from WebmasterRadio.fm's world headquarters.
WebmasterRadio.fm proudly presents the longest-running program on affiliate marketing. Welcome to Affiliate Buzz. Our hosts, James and Arlene Martell, are here to inspire, inform, and motivate you with expert insight, interviews, and information that will increase your bottom line. Advance your affiliate marketing efforts every week on Affiliate Buzz. Now, please welcome James and Arlene.
Yes, it's James Martell here, and welcome to edition number 510 of the Affiliate Buzz, where we've been keeping affiliates inspired, informed, and motivated to succeed with affiliate programs since way back in 2003. If you're joining us live here today on WebmasterRadio.fm, it's great to have you with us. If you happen to be joining us through a podcast on our website, a podcast directory such as iTunes, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, or maybe even the brand new Google Podcasting app, very special welcome to you as well. Arlene is away today. However, not to worry, I have a very special guest for us and for you, Trevor Crane, an 11-time number one international best-selling author and the founder of Epic Author Publishing. And to set the table, let me ask you three quick questions. Number one, do you want to be a best-selling author? You may have friends and associates that have managed to accomplish that task. Do you want to write a book really fast, and do you want to build a business around it? If you find yourself thinking yes at the possibility and potential of being a best-selling author, you are in exactly the right place. Trevor Crane is the host of the Greatness Quest podcast, and his mission is to help publish 1,000 new authors and to help people take their life and their business to the next level, no matter how successful they already are. Since 2003, Trevor has been a trusted business advisor, coach, and leads mentoring and mastermind programs for service-based professionals and entrepreneurs with his wife, Robin. Trevor, welcome to the Affiliate Buzz.
Thanks for having me, brother.
Good to have you on board, and I know just my audience pretty well, been hanging out with many of them for years, and I know we do have some authors on board, but I know we also have many, many, many listeners who talk about writing a book, want to write a book, or may, you know, some of them never even considered writing a book. So when I spotted your bio and had a chance to spend some time on your website, I thought, you know what, you would be perfect for to spend some time with. And I'm intrigued about your mission to help publish 1,000 new authors. Maybe we could start there. Tell us a little bit about that. What's motivating you to do that?
Thanks, James. And it's a good question, but I think that I want to recant that mission. Honestly, I listened to it and I was like, man, that sounds like small potatoes, like 1,000. I mean, honestly, every person's book matters. So I just am grateful that I've had the chance to help even just one person share their message, clarify their message. You had mentioned some questions when you were setting the table about getting to finish your book, make it a number one bestseller, you turn it into a powerful marketing tool, and make sure you make some money with that. If you made money from your message, then that meant that you would have made a difference in people's lives, and they've given you some money because they think it's worth it. And hopefully you've added a lot more value than you've received in income. So I actually, I have changed my bio and what I share as far as my mission, and it's 10,000. I was like, dude, why not 10x this? I mean, I know Grant Cardone, come on. And it just seems like a little vision, but in answer to a little bit more of the question, I struggled for over 20 years to publish my book. So I was like your listeners for a long time, or at least some of them, the ones that haven't published. Those of you who have, you're awesome. That's badass that you've done it. I made every mistake under the sun as far as not getting it done, and I invested a significant amount of time at doing it. So what I found in my life, I typically like to share with people what worked for me. I've been a consultant for over 15 years. And when I finally published my first book and 10x'd my income, and that's not stealing from Grant Cardone, that's the literal, I added a zero to the back of my income. So for your listeners, if you'd like to make more money and you like the tune of what a zero would mean, and everybody imagine that for a second, of how much more money that would mean to you and the freedom it'd give you and your family and your flexibility, I was like, holy crap, James, I need to help people get the same result I finally got when I cracked the code. And I didn't do it alone. It's not that I'm the smarter guy. That was not the case. I'm actually maybe the dumber guy, but I figured out a system that I could follow, and a lot of other people have as well.
I know from spending some time on one of your videos, your wife is also a best-selling author, and I believe your young daughter.
Yeah, that's a more fun conversation for me to brag about them. You know what, James, though, I'll share with you more vulnerability, because it's better to share that, I think, than like, because it sounds really cool. Oh, he's got 11 books and his daughter does, so does his wife. I'm more would listen to that and think, who's this pipe smoker? Get out of here. So that all started from a conversation. I got all excited and fired up from a podcast, from actually a podcast interview I did with someone who just like this, and I was saying, hey, brother, how can you help me? How can you help my audience? And I met a guy, my first book mentor, on a podcast like this. I was the interviewer, he was the interviewee, and he excited me. He fired me up, and he made me feel, honestly, a little stupid for not having gotten over my own insecurities and publishing my book. He published his first book when he was going through chemo. He published his first book out of the urgency of thinking, uh-oh, I'm not going to leave my legacy. What am I leaving behind for my daughter, for my wife, my son? And I know I can make a difference with my message. And in the hour a day he had, when his hair wasn't falling out and he wasn't into a bucket because he was in massive, he pulled out his iPhone and he told his story into his phone. That story was transcribed, turned into a book, turned into a powerful marketing tool for him. He made seven figures behind it. He did it again. He did it again. He did it again. He did it again. And I just felt like a fool, James. Like, why can't my excuses seem pretty small at that time? So I got so excited after it. I was like, I finally hired him. I broke down and swallowed my pride. Hired him, said, could you just help me? For some reason, I keep messing this up. Yeah. And he did. And I got all fired up, telling my wife in the car with my daughter. She's probably like 5 or 6 at the time. And I said, honey, I'm going to publish a number one best-selling book. It'll be an international bestseller. Not just me, you. And not just you, our clients. And not just our clients, but my daughter. And we got in a fight. She said, I don't think so. That's not, don't put that on me. So, yeah, it's true now. But it was at one point just a pipe dream.
That's awesome. I can see. Let's do this. Like, we're going to a quick break. After we get back, I can't wait to hear how you go about formulating the development of your book. I know we sometimes sit there and we think, okay, I want to write a book, but we have no idea where to get started. So let's take a quick break. When we get back, we'll ask Trevor to share some of his secrets on how we can get on the right track in a hurry.
More Affiliate Buzz coming up after we hear from our sponsors.
Content Marketing World 2018 comes to Cleveland, Ohio, September 4th through the 7th. Learn more at contentmarketingworld.com. Content Marketing World 2018 is the one event where you will learn and network with the best and brightest in the content marketing industry. Content Marketing World will have over 120 sessions and workshops presented by the leading brand marketers and experts from around the world, covering strategy, storytelling, ROI, demand generation, AI, and more. Leave Cleveland with all the materials you need to build a content marketing plan that will grow your business and inspire your audience. Save $100 off of registration using promo code RADIO100. That's radio and the number 100. Don't miss Content Marketing World 2018 in Cleveland, Ohio, September 4th through the 7th. Register now at contentmarketingworld.com.
Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com.
It's time once again to get ready for the 35th Annual Miami Book Fair, November 11th through the 18th. Learn more at MiamiBookFair.com.
Over 500 authors will be coming in from all over the world to read their books, answer questions from the audience, and sign autographs. Award-winning luminaries confirmed to attend this year include novelists like Elliot Ackerman, Robert Olin Butler, Ingrid Rojas Contreras, and Deborah Dean. Nonfiction writers like Dr. Mark Agronin, Muhammad Al-Samawi, Andrea Barnett, and Tina Brown. Celebrities like Justine Bateman, Steve Kornacki, Bill Press. These are just a few of the confirmed 500 authors scheduled to appear at the 2018 Miami Book Fair, November 11th to the 18th. Check out the full schedule of events right now at MiamiBookFair.com. That's MiamiBookFair.com.
Don't get caught in a web of confusion.
Learn the ropes on WebmasterRadio.fm.
We're everywhere.
Time now to hear some more affiliate buzz on WebmasterRadio.fm. Here's James and Arlene.
Arlene is away today. However, I'm here with Trevor Crane, founder of Epic Author Publishing, and we're talking about how to write a best-selling book. Now, Trevor, I had a look at your site, as I mentioned earlier. I spent actually a fair bit of time on it. And one of the headlines you had in one of the videos you talked about from going from a blank page to a bestseller in 90 days or less. And I know you covered that off pretty quickly, and I was hoping you could maybe take us through that as well.
Okay. So, James, I think one of the first things people got to decide when it comes to getting it done, because I can give you formulas, but let's go ahead and be real with everybody listening, so you've got something that you can apply and not just like be an innocent bystander. So here's the thing. If you're going to accomplish any goal, I don't care what it is, you've got to decide you're going to get it done. Now, I told you that I just made the claim to my wife I was going to do it, and she called baloney on me, to put it mildly. And we got an argument about it. I didn't say nice things. I apologized shortly thereafter. But a lot of times people don't believe they can. And if you're listening to me right now and you're calling baloney that you can't go from blank page to bestseller in 90 days or less, then you're probably right. I mean, we've heard the phrase, like Henry Ford said, whether you think you can or you think you can, you're probably right. Can't or can, yada, yada. That quote. So it truly is a choice of belief that you can, and the desire to do it and to finish it. Because a lot of people start stuff, I don't care what it is. A lot of people start golf and they buy golf clubs and then they don't golf anymore. And then they have golf clubs in the garage. Probably somebody listening to this right now resembles that remark. A lot of people start books. I did for 20 years and never finished. And I would delude myself and others to thinking I was getting it done, but I didn't. So the biggest thing is just drawing a line in the sand and saying I'm doing it. And this is a conversation that needs to have between you and your maker, you and the person staring at you in the mirror when you're brushing your teeth at night. And it has to come with the desire to do it and to believe that you can. Now, my daughter has, and she's 11 years old, and she has 10 number one best-selling books. She became number one best-selling author when she was 8 years old. So I know that sounds ridiculous for those who were like me and I didn't know how, but we can get into the how right now. I just want to be clear. It won't do you anything if you call baloney on my formula before we even get started. So you got to at least open your mind to the possibility. Other people have jumped out of a plane with a little parachute on their back and not died. And other people have written amazing books in short periods of time that have become phenomenal books and bestsellers and whatnot. But if people say it can't be done, then it can't be done. Do you get me, James? Because I don't want to just give you a formula that everybody goes, yeah, 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 baloney.
I totally agree. Open minds.
So first of all, let me ask you a question, James. Do you believe that it can be done, that you can write a great book in a short period of time?
I do believe it.
Okay. And I'm just curious, other than me, I'm guessing that you know people who have.
I do. In fact, I haven't written a bestseller, but I've written an extremely popular ebook.
Woohoo! Okay, dude. So this is you. So I'm gonna. So your ebook, is it up on Amazon right now?
It's actually out of circulation now, but I sold just over $1.3 million worth of it. So I'm pretty proud of that.
Oh my goodness, you baller! That's amazing. Okay, so you're an anomaly. I have not done that. So I'm bowing down to you right now, like Wayne in Wayne's World. Like we're not worthy. So that's really awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So I don't know if you know the strategy that you can use with Amazon, and if you do, we can still get into it here if you think it's appropriate, where you can pre-launch a book on Amazon, partner with a billion-dollar company, being Amazon. They would love to sell your book. In fact, they'll pre-sell your book before you write it. Okay, before you write it, and they'll give you 90 days to get it done. And it can start as early as today or tomorrow or whatever when people want it, when people finally decide they're going to do it. But I'm curious, are you aware of that? And if so or whatever, do you want to talk about that?
Because I'm actually not aware of that. So please share what you know. I'd love to hear it.
Oh my God, brother, your listeners, and this is going to be good stuff. Okay, so to a certain degree, it's common knowledge, but it's not if you don't know it. And, you know, it's kind of like a lot of things that we learn. We sometimes forget that there was a point we did not know it. And so here, Amazon will let you pre-sell a book. And I'm going to give everybody the three D's of how to make that happen really quickly. Actually, the first one I already gave you, it's not even part of my little formula, but it was the decision. If you don't make a decision to do it, then then this is a waste of time. But if you're like, you know what, I might take this guy's advice and do it, then write this formula down. So you just need to know that, first of all, it's possible. You decide you're going to do it, and now you need to know how to do it on Amazon. Now, there's a little bit of logistics here, but the truth is you can probably YouTube it and figure out how to upload your book on Amazon, and you can do that. I would much more recommend that you find some help. That's why I have a publishing company, to help people actually do this so that you do it well. But what you can do is upload your idea for a book, which is nothing but the cover. Now, here's the three things you got to do to upload your book to Amazon. Now, granted, I'm not talking about the logistics of logging in and having an account and all that stuff. That's, you can figure out the how-to or find someone like me and my company to help you do that. But you need to design your cover. That's the first D. Describe your book. That's the second D. And pick a date. That's the third D. Because, James, the way to get your book out in 90 days or less and make it a bestseller, what I have found, the best thing, after you decide you're going to do it, which is you risk the telling your wife and telling your friends and telling your family you're going to do it, because they might call baloney on you, like my wife did. You know, this is one of the one times in my life, James, that I can say that I was right with my wife. I think I got one. I get one in the marriage. But it did happen, right? So, after you decide, you've got to declare to the world that you're going to do it. That's what I did. And then you need to design your cover, describe your book, and then set a date. Now, these are just the logistics of what you need to do to put it up on Amazon. Because when you do put your cover up on Amazon, they're going to ask for a description and a summary of your book. Well, if you described it in a paragraph or two or 10 pages or whatever, you've got a little synopsis of your book. You can upload that. You now have a great cover or whatever. You got it done. You can go to Fiverr.com. You can have your 12-year-old kid design something for you, or the next door neighbor to design you a cover. And now you need to describe your book. And to make a bestseller, you should probably write an awesome book. Now, James, you know how to sell a million copies or make $1 million on the back of your book. Most people don't. So you don't want to just wrap your book around an idea that you don't think is awesome, because you're going to be embarrassed by it. So I would not try to just think of this as a quick fix of awesomeness. I'm guessing, James, it took a little bit of work for you to be so successful with your ebook, and it wasn't just a random hodgepodge of ideas that you threw into this thing to make it happen. So you do want to put some thought behind this, but in all honesty, you can pre-launch with Amazon. They give you up to 90 days to deliver your book. Now, by the way, you do not need a website. You do not need a shopping cart. You do not need a domain name. You do not need to be able to accept credit cards. Amazon will allow you to, they will collect money for you. They will give you your commission. You can make 30% or 70%, depending on what you choose. And you can sell your book for $1, $10, $100, whatever you want to sell it for. They will let you pre-sell it. You now have a link. It's instant. It's up within 24 hours or whatever it is. And you can actually pre-sell your book. You can sell one, you can sell 20, you can sell 100, you can sell whatever you want. I recommend that you get a campaign together. Like, you go, oh my gosh, I want to have everybody go buy my book on a given day. Let's say it's July 4th or January 1st or your birthday or whatever it is. And you say, hey, you know, I think it's going to be great to do it on Memorial Day. It's going to come out this Friday. And you do some marketing and promotion to get God and everybody to go buy your book on a given day. And if you do all the things right, you can actually become a number one bestseller. Shh, don't tell everybody, James, before you write your book, because Amazon won't deliver it until you say go. And they give you a maximum of 90 days to actually release it. So the way I go from blank page to bestseller in 90 days or less typically is I'm if you're my client, I'm doing what I'm telling you to do, what I'm doing right now. You got to hang yourself. You put it out there. You tell everybody it's happening. You don't hide from it. You risk. You put some pressure on yourself. It's coming out. It's on the July 4th. Hopefully you buy it today, but it's not delivered for up to 90 days. Now you got to finish it. There is nothing like a burning deadline and hundreds of people that are expecting your book that's going to put enough pressure on you to finish it.
I was going to say on that topic, I used to be in the construction industry, and we'd be working on a mall, and you'd be 3 days, mall's opening on Saturday morning, noon, no matter what. And you're in there at 2 a.m. on Wednesday morning, and the place is a disaster. And you're thinking, there is no way we're going to be ready by noon on Saturday. And then, you know, the next thing you know, because that deadline is firm and it has to happen, noon at Saturday, on Saturday, when they cut the ribbon, the mall is polished, it's beautiful, it's finished. And I learned that. And I thank you for bringing it up. The power of a deadline is something that should not ever be underestimated. So thank you for bringing that up. So let's do this. Like you see, we're up against a hard break here. We'll take a quick break. And when we get back, I want to ask Trevor a little bit more about the promotional aspect of the book and a little bit more about being able to turn your book into a bestseller before you've even written it. Fascinating. We'll be right back.
More Affiliate Buzz coming up after we hear from our sponsors.
Ready to do a podcast for your business? Make that podcast elevate to enterprise level. Let WebmasterRadio.fm expedite and execute your podcast to build your brand and broaden your customer base. WebmasterRadio.fm has worked with the world's biggest tech brands, Google, Yahoo, and Bing, and have worked with fast-growing brands like ShipStation and GoDaddy. Now it's your turn. Contact BRASCO at WMR.fm and rush your enterprise level podcast into production at a very reasonable rate. Email BRASCO at WMR.fm. The Web Marketing Association is now accepting entries for its 7th annual International Mobile Web Award Competition. This award program is an opportunity for mobile developers to demonstrate their expertise in this growing medium. It recognizes the individual and team achievements of web professionals all over the world who create and maintain outstanding responsive and mobile websites and mobile applications. Deadline for entry is September 28th, 2018. Submit your entry today at www.mobile-webaward.org. That's mobile-webaward.org.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. TopSEOs sends you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let TopSEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
Where affiliate marketing gets its buzz and mobile has its presence. WebmasterRadio.fm. Online anytime. We're everywhere.
Time now to hear some more affiliate buzz on WebmasterRadio.fm. Here's James and Arlene.
Arlene is away today. However, I'm here with Trevor Crane, founder of Epic Author Publishing. We're talking about how to write a best-selling book. Now, Trevor, I got to come clean with you here on the $1 million in sales or 1.3. It was actually an accident, and it was not part of my plan. And what actually happened, which ties in perfectly to what you're talking about with promotion, is I actually was on holidays with the family, and three very influential industry experts all around in the same week happened to write a glowing review about my book, and from that point on, sales exploded. So when you're talking about getting some friends, some family, some associates together to help you promote that book, I can stand behind that 100% because it happened to me by accident. So I can imagine actually getting that strategy out as a deliberate act could have some power. Could you give us some examples of that or some more detail on that?
I can, brother. Can you still hear me?
Oh, yeah, loud and clear.
Okay, cool. Well, I believe that what I typically like to tell people to do when they're planning to get their book done, since we should talk about getting your book done, the marketing and the money making. Let's get it all done at once. So I typically suggest that you plan 6 months to get it done. Now, yes, we'll go from blank page to bestseller in 90 days. And I just gave you part of the strategy we use to make that happen, which is that you do some, you design your cover, you get clear about your message, and you should put some thought into it so that you write an amazing book that really appeals to a good audience. I have hundreds of people come to me every year who've already published books, and then they suck monkeys at the marketing and the monetizing and and their books they're not proud of, even though they might be amazing at one stage. Somebody, you know, gave them a raspberry and was like, I don't like it. And then they're like, oh no. So then they don't even talk about it anymore. And so they feel like they wrote the wrong book. So writing the right book, I think, is key. But for 6 months, I typically suggest that you plan this. It starts with a declaration and a decision that I'm going to do it, and a declaration to the world like, hey guys, I'm doing it. And then to help people, this starts the promotion, by the way, because you said, hey, what do we do to plan for that number one bestseller? Well, it starts today. If your listeners have some, you know, chutzpah, I know that we have a lot of affiliate marketers here that want to know how to sell stuff and sell other people's stuff. But your positioning of being an awesome badass, there's nothing better than having a book. I mean, authorship is more acknowledged these days than doctorship. I don't think I'm saying that right. But to a certain degree, you're an instant authority about your subject matter. And if you look at Tony Robbins, Richard Branson, Oprah Winfrey, some of the biggest, most successful people in the world as far as their personal brand and people we look up to, oftentimes you will hear them talking about their new book coming out before it comes out. So you are using a billion-dollar marketing strategy, just like Apple is doing. We have a new iPhone 10,000 coming out next month. You make a declaration and say, it's coming. And you're like, well, hey, what's your book going to be about? Well, hey, what's the iPhone 10,000? Going to be about? We don't know. You know, we can't tell you yet. So you're borrowing billion-dollar strategies, and the idea is that you test it. I took a master class from James Patterson, who's one of the world's greatest, writers alive today, authors today. And he said, hey, if you're going to have a great idea for a story, why don't you wrap your mind around it a little bit and then start talking to people. Open your mouth and tell them, hey, this is my book idea, before you write the whole mystery novel. And ideally, you talk to people that might read your book and you say, hey, and you tell them this, you open your mouth and communicate with them, and then look them in the eyes and say, hey, do they like it? Or is it your mom who's blowing smoke up your skirt about how, oh my gosh, honey, that is such a good idea. I think it'll be amazing. You know, like, okay, hold on. There's no like trophies for last place here in the real world. So you got to share it, not with your mom and the people who love you. If that's nice too, share it with her. But share with people who might be your reader in your audience and see if their eyes glaze over. And they're like, you know, or if they're like, oh my God, where have you been all my life? Like, could I have that book tomorrow? So when I first start working with my clients, I help them with the plan and the path to get their book done. And it starts with this. And it takes some chutzpah to go ahead and pull up your pants and put the big girl panties on and say, hey, I'm publishing a book. And it's going to be about money or marshmallows or Mississippi or Martians or whatever you're into. And then look people in the eye and say, do you like it? And then if they do, and you're not asking for confirmation, but you're making sure that your marketing message makes sense. I like to help people clarify a message to an ideal target audience so that they're begging to get your stuff. And I do that for 3 months, not one day, not a week, not a month, not 2 months, 3 months of communicating regularly. My clients typically do a 90-day blitz of talking about their book and their upcoming thing and where they are in their book writing process. They do not go on sabbatical for 6 months and write their book. No. We open our mouth, we get on social media, we say it today, I'm publishing a book. What do you think? What should it be about? Should it be about mushrooms or marshmallows? And then you start to build a launch team. You find people that are excited, and half the people don't care. But the people that do care, you start paying attention to, you craft a message that they start to die for. They're like, oh my God, James, that's it. Most of us don't win the lottery and go on vacation and come back and we sold 1 million copies of our stuff. Like, that's really cool. You're the first one I met that's done that. Congratulations, you lottery winner bastard. But like, Like, most of us need a plan, man. We're not Grace VanderWaal where we're 12 years old and we win America's Got Talent because we just happened to pick up a ukulele 6 months ago and we wrote a brilliant song. Like, that, it just amazes
me. I love her. I love her.
I love her. It makes me cry when I listen to her music. But does that help, brother?
That helps a lot. That helps a lot. And unfortunately, we're coming up against the end. We have about a minute left, and I'm going to let you... If you would, please let our listeners know where they can find out more, learn more about getting on the right track, more about your offering as well. Anything you'd like to share?
Go to trevorcrane.com. You'll find all my more awesomeness. And then, like you said, when you looked on there, you saw a lot of resources. Our company for Epic Author Publishing is at epicauthor.com. We've got a ton of free content and value we give. My mission is to help 10,000 authors, so why don't you sign up? Our new program is called Instant Book Money Machine, and we go over a lot of the stuff we covered today.
And I had a chance to dig through, and I learned, you know, your three-part strategy, structure, story, you know, how you're going to write a book, speak, scribe, source. I pulled a lot of nuggets off your site in just under an hour. Honestly, it was a good time. I learned a ton and highly recommend it to our listeners. So, Trevor, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a pleasure to have you on board.
Thank you, brother. I hope someone goes and gets one of my books. If you're on my website, you'll get one for free, and you can kind of figure out, crack the code for yourself.
There we go. There we go. I can see we're out of time. Do keep in mind, we take all the show notes for you, including everything that Trevor discussed here today, and you'll find them at jamesmartell.com/AB510. And a final reminder that if you'd like to be alerted each week to new episodes, I invite you to subscribe to the Affiliate Buzz by sending a blank email to affiliate_buzz@aweber.com, or you can visit jamesmartell.com/subscribe to find all of our subscription options. Again, I invite you to subscribe at jamesmartell.com/subscribe. Trevor, thank you again, and to our listeners, thanks for joining us for another edition of the Affiliate Buzz.
Thank you, brother.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.